Well, I'm just wondering if we'll ever see Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta back together again to recreate their roles from Grease. And we can ask her right now, because on the phone with us, appearing at the Rialto Square Theater in Joliet, May 11th, Miss Olivia Newton-John. Hello.
Good morning.
We were just talking about Grease before we got you on the line, and you've got your Grease fans who can quote every line. You have people like myself who saw it not right when it came out, but still loved it. Any chance of you and Travolta hooking up to get a little reunion tour going?
Oh, I don't know about a reunion tour, but it might be a little late for that one. But you never know. What we'll do, we're still friends. We did a Christmas record together a few years ago, but we have no plans for two at the moment, no.
Olivia, there was footage of you and John, and I don't remember where it was, but you got together, you reunited, and you sang a song from Grease, and you could just see the magic again. You must have felt some special feelings looking over and seeing him next to you singing a song or two, right?
That was 10 years ago.
Was that 10 years ago?
Yeah, but it's a 10-year-old video. It wasn't very recent, but it was for the 30th anniversary or something crazy. It's the 40th anniversary next year, which I can't believe, but it is.
And you have a new release out, Live On, short for Olivia. People call you Liv, I would imagine.
Well, it was kind of from that. We wrote a song called Live On. The album... if I may say, was inspired by the loss of my sister. I lost my sister 3 years ago, actually almost 4 years ago, to a brain tumor. And as you know, grief is a very difficult thing, and everyone goes through it at some time in their life. And I have always turned to music when I'm going through that. It helps me through. And I asked my friend Amy Sky if she would help me finish a song I'd written for her. And we got talking about the fact that there really isn't music for people who are going through grief. So we formed a group with Beth Nelson Chapman and Amy Sky and myself, and we did this album, Live On. And it's been a wonderful healing experience for all of us.
What a touching story. So very sorry about your sister.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Olivia, did you know when you were a little girl, like, was there a turning point where you said, it's going to be music, it's going to be show business for me? Can you remember that?
Well, it really kind of evolved. I didn't really have that plan. I thought I was going to go to university and become a vet until I realized I was hopeless at math and probably wouldn't happen. But I entered a talent contest, and when I was 15 or 14, going on 15, entered a talent contest and won the contest, and it kind of started from there. Then I was offered things, and I was supposed to go back to school, and I ended up leaving school and taking a job on a television station. So it was kind of an evolution. I don't think it was kind of a real plan. I love to sing, and it's all I know how to do, so thank goodness it worked.
It worked big time. Was there ever a time during your career, and it's been such an amazing career, that you've just stood back and had to pinch yourself and go, I can't believe I'm living this moment right now?
Oh, all the time. I mean, when I really think about it and all the things I've done, and you know, they show a little video at the beginning of my show, and it kind of flashes through the first 30 or 40 years of my life, and I go, whoa-ee. Seriously? Thank goodness we had that video so I can remember what I've done.
Now, we saw you in Grease, and Bill had a great question that you brought up before we got Olivia Newton-John on the line.
Yeah, everybody said when you were in Grease, when you played Sandy, well, now the movies will just come fast and furious. You'll see her in a lot of movies, but you didn't do that many movies. Was there a reason?
No. Well, I had a baby.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't then exactly. I don't know. I think, you know, I did a movie. I did Xanadu. Xanadu wasn't a big success. And I think that the offers weren't there, really, if I'm honest. You know, offers that were appropriate for me. And then I kind of just got back into my music. And I did another movie with John Travolta. We did a second movie. Two of a kind, mm-hmm. And that unfortunately wasn't a very good script, so it could have been a lot better, but we wanted to work together again, and that didn't really work. So after that, I kind of didn't really pursue it that much.
Now, I know you just said Xanadu wasn't a big hit, but I was a film major in college, and it was one of my film professor's favorite musicals of all time.
Oh, really?
The music,
I think, is fantastic. The music...
ELO.
And Jeff Lynne and Joe Farah and Jeff Lynne, and Gene Kelly, and the choreography was amazing. Kenny Ortega, who is like 30 years ahead of his time, the dancing in that movie is now what's happening. So yeah. He, all that was great, but I think there was just something that didn't happen with the script quite. But it was a great experience, and the music was a big hit. So I kind of followed the music. That's what I've always done.
I have to confess, my favorite song of yours is not a song that's like what they consider to be at the top of the chart A-listing music, but your song Sam, I think, is one of the most beautiful love songs of all time.
Oh, thank you. Isn't that a gorgeous song?
Yeah.
John Farrow wrote that. Yeah, John Farrow and Don Black, and it's a fantastic song. Yeah, I love it.
Olivia Newton-John's going to be appearing at the Rialto Square Theater in Joliet. That's coming in May. Hopefully it'll be warm by then, May 11th. The Genesee Theater in Waukegan on the 17th of May and Peoria Civic Center on May 18th. Are we going to hear a lot of your hits when we come see you?
Oh, yeah.
There are so many. I know.
That's what people expect. So I'll be singing the ones, probably the most well-known ones, and the ones that, you know, I think people come to, you know, what they come to hear.
Olivia, what have you not done yet? Is there something in show business that's on your wish list that you just haven't achieved yet?
You know, anything from here on is a icing on the cake. I don't like have a board or an ambition that I have to do this. I'm always surprised by the interesting things that come my way, so I just keep my mind open and. I think everything I have done has been amazing, and if nothing else happens, great, and if it does, greater.
Do you ever get tired as word spread throughout the station here that we were talking to you today? Every single person said, I have such a crush on Olivia Newton-John, I have such a crush on her. You must hear that 1,000 times a day, don't you?
Oh, it's so sweet. Well, they had a crush on the images of me from 30 years ago.
You're holding
up
pretty well.
You look fantastic. And even the girls, including myself, were saying, I had a crush on her, too. You just gave that that image that everybody wanted to be like you.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you.
Although, I'm sure you hear this. You were like the epitome of beauty and talent. And then in Greece, there's that scene where Sandy becomes a bad girl and she's wearing black and she's stomping out a cigarette with her shoe. And everybody goes, that's what I like, is a good girl with a bad side. You've probably heard that a million times too, right?
Of course. Yes, of course. I think everybody has duality, and it was really fun to play that role. You know, I'd never played anything like that before. So that was really fun for me.
So
scary at first, but then I loved it.
It was scary, you said at first?
Was it, yeah?
Well, when I first read it, yeah, I was like, gosh, you know, how am I going to pull that off? But it seemed to come okay.
Did you see they remade it on American television about 6 months ago?
Sure.
What did you think of that?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was great. It was really well done, and I thought Julie did a wonderful job.
Julia Hough from Dancing with the Stars,
yeah.
Right? Played Sandy in
that?
Yeah,
great.
She was good.
Yeah.
Are you going to be back on Dancing with the Stars?
In what capacity?
Dancing?
No, I don't. I don't think I'll put myself through that one. but I enjoyed my little judge thing. It was good.
And what about you? You know, we love going back and thinking of these songs that Olivia Newton-John did. All these retro bands are coming back. Who do you like to go see in concert?
Oh, golly. I don't get to go to concerts very often because I'm usually working at the same time. But I love going to see my mates. Like, I love seeing Rod and Elton, and I loved Pink's concert, and I try to see, and of course, Fleetwood Mac, and, you know, kind of my generation is still going strong.
Totally going strong.
Yeah.
It's an impressive list.
There's so many people I'd like to see. I just don't get a chance to go very often.
What about singing with somebody? Is there someone you're dying to do a project with?
Yeah, people ask me that. I'd love to sing with Rod sometime. He's an old friend of mine. That would be fun. I've sung with a lot of them. I love singing with Barry. I've sung with Elton. I've had some amazing male partners. And there's some great girls, too. I just really haven't narrowed it down. But, gosh, there's so many talented singers out there now. It's really amazing.
I'm just thinking of a duet, you and Adele. That would kill. That would be so good.
Oh, my goodness. I love her. She's amazing. I'm sure I don't think she probably won a... or need to sing with me, but I love her.
I'll make that happen, Olivia. I can make a phone call.
Jeez.
I'll get that done for you. It's so nice to finally talk to you and meet you. Both Wendy and I have been fans of yours forever, and you look great. You sound great. Just keep up the great work, Olivia, really.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'll be talking to you both.
You can see Olivia Newton-John at several places, the Rialto Square Theater in Joliet on May 11th, the Genesee Theater in Waukegan on the 17th of May, and then the Peoria Civic Center on May 18th. And her latest CD, Live On, is available now at liveonmusic.com. Her website, olivianewtonjohn.com. Thanks again, Olivia. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Olivia.
Have a great day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye.
You're smitten.
That was Olivia Newton-John. That lady we just talked to was Olivia Newton-John.
I liked to watch you develop in that interview. At first, you're like, I love this song. You're pulling out a song that I don't have any recollection
of. Oh, you've
never heard
the song, Sam?
You've got to find that,
Kevin. It's really good.
And then you're telling her you're going to set her up with Adele. Yeah. I like to watch you evolve during that interview.
There's a chance I may not be able to make that happen, Wendy. I'm not going to lie. But I wanted to bring a ray of hope to Olivia Newton-John. So,
oh, you did?
I know a woman named Adele who is not the Adele, and I'm going to call her and see if she wants to do something.
You've got more pranks up your sleeve for today, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
All right. We have to take a break.
Yeah, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back. Who knows what's next? It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.